Thank you, Robin. Now for our final batch of news items for this part of the programme, which all celebrate achievements and awards to some of our local residents. Could the fine city have a fashion star of the future emerging? Jezebel Boland's environmentally friendly designs have wowed the judges of an acclaimed national fashion design competition. The Hewitt Academy Fashionista has claimed first place in the category for Year 7 and 8 pupils at the Young Fashion Designer of the Year 2023 competition. She grabbed the judges' attention through her bright and colourful costumes based on using sustainable resources and fabrics, including plastic-based materials. Jezebel said she was delighted, as the last time she won a competition was a beanbag race in Year 4. Miss Hill, textiles teacher at the Hewitt, saw great potential and recommended her for this prestigious award. She said, "Jezebel's win is pertinent to her generation, in which sustainability is a genuine world issue." The competition gives a platform for young designers across the whole of the country the chance to showcase their work to the fashion industry.
A legend of the Norwich table tennis scene has had her years of service to the sport recognised by the King. Margaret Calver, Treasurer of the Norwich and District Table Tennis League, has been awarded a British Empire Medal in the King's Birthday Honours List. The 87-year-old is also part of the Norfolk Table Tennis Association's committee and a devoted umpire, working closely with her husband Dennis in the sport for almost 60 years. Margaret has been awarded the BEM medal for her services to table tennis, which is awarded for achievement or contribution to the local community. The couple founded Taverham Tennis Club in the early 1970s after moving to the area in 1964. Over the years, Margaret said the club just kept growing and growing, while she and Dennis umpired tournaments across the globe. The couple have already enjoyed success recently when they won a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2023 Pride of Table Tennis Awards, organised by the national governing body Table Tennis England.
A professor who has led pioneering research into infectious diseases is one of Norfolk's latest OBEs. Professor Ian Charles, director of the Quadrum Institute on Norwich Research Park, has been listed in the King's Birthday Honours List. The honour comes in recognition of Professor Charles's research career, which has spanned more than 30 years. He said, "I'm delighted and humbled to receive this honour, which reflects not only the impact of my own career in science, but also the contributions of colleagues and collaborators over the years."
A leading gynaecologist at the region's biggest hospital has described being made a CBE deeply humbling. Edward Morris, who has helped thousands of women in his career at the NNUH, has been named in the King's Birthday Honours List. Dr. Morris, who has been based at the hospital for more than 20 years, has been recognised for his services to women's health and patient safety. He said, "This honour means so much to me. It is deeply humbling, but also fills me with great pride."
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. Marianne and Robin will follow on with part two with more news, a second feature, and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.